Tantor Audio presents The Secret Sister by Brenda Novak, narrated by Carly Robbins. 1. Maisie Lazaro's brother met her at the ferry, alone. Part of her, a big part, was grateful her mother wasn't with him. Even after 10 years, Maisie wasn't ready to confront the autocratic and all-powerful queen of Ferrum, South Carolina. The fact that Josephine hadn't deigned to come with Keith made it clear Maisie would not be easily forgiven. Only after her mother had punished her sufficiently would she be welcomed back into Josephine's good graces. Although Maisie had expected as much, coming up against that reality nearly made her balk. What was she doing here? She'd sworn she'd never return to the small island where she'd been raised, that she'd never again subject herself to Josephine's manipulation and control. But that was before, when she'd set off to build her shiny new life. And this was now, when that shiny new life had imploded on her. She was coming back to Ferrum because her brother needed her, but, truth be told, she needed Keith too. At least her mother wasn't currently married. The men Josephine chose were almost as bad as she was, just in different ways. What Maisie needed most was her father, she realized, as she stood at the railing, peering through the passengers crowding the gangway, breathing in the island air, smelling the salty ocean and wet wood of the wharf. It all reminded her of him. But Malcolm had died in a boating accident when she was 10. That was when her mother had grown even more overbearing. Without Malcolm...